It is part of the St Helen Epsom University Hospital's NHS Trust, and they've carried out, they've commissioned this external review. Now, these are quite common. They do occur from time to time, and it usually happens after the hospital has conducted its own internal investigation, which this hospital had done in 2019 over concerns about one of their senior consultants in the respiratory department. The external review looked at around 30 cases, 28 in particular, but their internal review had already looked at around 216 cases. Now, the reason the external review looked at only 30 cases was because they wanted to get a very quick idea of what was actually happening. But the internal review, as I say, looked at a much larger number of patient cases. And this is after complaints were raised to the hospital from various sources. And what the external review has found in relation to these 28 patients who were treated by Dr. Veronica Varney, they found that 5 cases of the 28 were graded as no clinical harm, 1 case was graded as low clinical harm, 7 as moderate clinical harm, 12 cases were graded as severe clinical harm. And I just explained to you, that means permanent or long-term harm, that the patient didn't have access to treatments which were evidenced as standards of care to improve their quality of life, or that the patient was given treatments which have limited or no evidence of clinical benefit. And in 3 cases, the external review found these 3 cases were graded as death. And that means the patient didn't have access to treatments which were evidenced to potentially extend life. Their conclusion is quite stark. It says that in a substantial number of cases, delays to or deviations from guidelines-based care potentially contributed to the irreversible lung damage, poor quality of life, or premature death of patients. But, you know, this report is quite long. It goes into a number of other things about the doctor using non-evidence-based and off-label treatments. So things like advising patients not to take the COVID vaccine or not to eat rapeseed oil. There were other things about the way the doctor, her interpretation of lung function tests were poor, and that led to diagnosis, inappropriate treatment regimes and poor diagnosis. And then also the use of multidisciplinary teams. Now, these are teams of specialist doctors that hospitals use to assess ongoing patient treatment. And this doctor, the review said, they raised concerns about her not turning up to these meetings appropriately, and that even when she did, the opinions and the assessments by the MDT meetings were not discussed with the patients or their families in many, many cases. And as I say, this followed a 2019 investigation which had reviewed 216 patients. Well, we've got a response from the group chief medical officer of NHS Trust. He says, "I offer my sincere apologies to our patients and their families for the harm this has caused. The care they received fell far below what should have been given. While the Royal College of Physicians report makes it clear that patients were significantly harmed, it also expresses confidence in the changes we had already made to make the service safe, and we have accepted and acted on all of their recommendations. We have also contacted patients or their families to share the findings, apologise and offer further support." Now, as for Dr. Veronica Varney, her representatives told Sky News she's no comment to make regarding this matter, but she did leave the hospital in 2013, and it is understood that the GMC placed her under substantial restrictions which actually limit her practicing as a doctor, and it is now up to the General Medical Council, the GMC, to decide whether she gets struck off.